Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
You are fake news.
For the stars and stripes.
That's not fake news. That's the real deal.
An eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Happiness.
Brand new week, brand new show. Heading to Bismarck later today. That's a good day. Out there at the University of Mary tomorrow, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. And look forward to finding out about some things that are happening at the University of Mary. So it should be fun. Should be a grand time. And by the way, remember, if you're looking at a bachelor's degree, complete a bachelor's degree, a graduate degree, or tailor your skills with a certificate, when you're ready to apply, you use the promo code SCOTT to waive your application fee. Online.umary.edu. We're going to learn tomorrow about credit that you can get for life. Right? So, Kevin and Todd, you two probably have like a master's degree in experience. But who takes the time to actually go get the master's degree? And I would argue the credentials that both of you would have as a master's degree would far surpass anything that was cranked out by sitting in a classroom. You know what I mean?
Do they have a master's degree for useless information? Because
we got PhDs in that thing.
I'm full of that. What do you need to know?
Anyway, we'll look forward to that. Such a sad weekend. It was just hard to find any joy in the weekend with the passing of Wayne Stengem on Friday. I learned, mid-afternoon, that he had been taken to the hospital and that there was a prayer request out, and then heard, 8, 9 o'clock at night that he'd passed away. And just tough, really tough. Wayne Stengem, of course, the longest-serving attorney general in the history of the state of North Dakota, just one of those public servants to just energize your bunny, keep going. And how many times do you hear this when somebody announces their retirement and they actually are done with the, in this case, public service or job or whatever, and then poof, you know? Wayne at 68, his life done, and of course his beautiful wife, Beth, and all the travels they have planned and all the things they're going to do in the retirement now are looking very different to that his wife and son.
My dad.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's a message to don't put off the retirement.
Yeah, no, right? No.
Although I can't imagine myself retiring either, so I don't, you know, I don't know what that looks like.
If I write a book, it's going to be Retirement's a Myth. My 84-year-old father-in-law is the busiest retired guy I know.
Retirement's a myth. Yeah, like, there you go.
Yeah, he retired and became the busiest guy I've ever seen.
iHeartMedia has already passed a major corporate decision that Todd Mitchell cannot retire.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to be the next Sid Hartman and get to 100 and have somebody willing to give me a check to do this.
Well, if I start sounding like Sid Hartman, pull me off the air, boys. Okay,
I will.
Are you kidding? I want somebody to be dumb enough to keep giving me a check at 100. I mean,
there you go. There you go.
My Sid Hartman impersonation. Huh?
It's so cranky. So cranky later. By the end, it was unbelievable.
Later in his career,
anyway,
at least he had a name to pay for. I mean, if you're still paying me at 100, that's a whole different thing, because I don't have the name Sid Hartman has. So
here's to Sid.
Wayne Stengem was a storyteller. He was a great storyteller, had some good jokes, jovial, smiling, you know, was. So we're going to talk with some people that knew Wayne best. Ray Holmberg, state senator from Grand Forks. Remember, Wayne was a UND guy. right? Born in Mohall, grew up in Williston. I think his parents moved to Bismarck. Forget what age Wayne was, but so he was a UND guy through and through. Law school at UND and a lawyer at UND, legislator from Grand Forks. So we'll talk with Ray Holmberg about the Grand Forks connection. He was a college Republican, and he was roommates in the college Republican years with Karl Rove, of course, the iconic consultant over the years. I actually called Karl after I heard about Wayne, and he said, answer the phone, I heard, buddy, it's awful. And Senator Kramer had already let Karl know as head of New York Times reporter, I guess, Jonathan Martin. So he was aware, but he'll be on today to talk about his time. He told me a great story about Wayne ribbing him, that Wayne got into the Norsk Husfest Hall of Fame before Karl did. So Carl's a Norsky, too. Senator Nicole Pullman will be here. She was, of course, the running mate for Wayne Stengem in his gubernatorial campaign. The governor will be here, Doug Burgum, to remember Wayne Stengem, Congressman Armstrong, Senator Kramer, all coming up on the program today. I found a great story he told in Mohall this summer. The audio is not the best, but I want you to lean into this. It's a hilarious story, okay, about his dad and about his birth in Mohall. And then we're going to wrap up the show with a look back on the 40th anniversary of the famous UND hockey Wisconsin Badger bench-clearing brawl.
We don't need no stinking Badgers brawl.
Right. Now, UND hockey fans would know about this. They'd remember. Yeah, very good. I saw what you did there. Very, very, very good memory for UND hockey fans. I don't know if everybody else would remember. Todd, did you remember hearing about it? It's epic.
Yeah.
It's still on YouTube. And I noticed even over the 40th anniversary, which is actually yesterday, there was all kinds of stuff out there. So we'll put that up as well. Kerry Eads will join us, who was the instigator. A little bugger. You know what he did? He squirted a water bottle at their bench, and that's what did it. Just blew the thing up. Everybody on the gloves flying, the whole deal. And also Troy Murray was on that team. A great UND hockey player, and now went on to a great pro career, too. So the two of them will join us on the program. But first, in our tribute to Wayne Stengem, listen to this story about his dad and the delivery.
The third thing I want to tell you is that I was born in Mohall. Did anyone know that? Okay, back there, a couple of people did. Somebody asked me, would I tell the story that is legendary within my family about when I was born here? And so I'm going to do that if you'll give me 3 minutes to do so. This is a legend in my family. What I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. I was born in 1953. That was the first anniversary of the opening of the Renville County Memorial Hospital. And so they decided at the hospital that they would have a contest. The first baby born in the year of the first anniversary of Renville County Memorial Hospital would get some prizes that were supplied by local merchants. The contest came down to my mother and another woman. And they were kind of shuffling in and out of the delivery room for at least a couple of days. Now, I was the fifth child of seven in our family, and Dr. Girard was the doctor who was here, who was to deliver me. And so at some point during the course of the day, he said to my dad, Buck, with his nickname, he said, Buck, this is your fifth child. You have never been in the delivery room when one of your children is born. It is time for you to witness the miracle of birth. And so he finally relented and agreed to do that. They dressed him up in a hospital gown. He had a cap, a mask, and the whole thing on. And Dr. Girard went to work. He delivered a beautiful, bouncing, baby girl. And Dr. Girard turned around to my dad and said, and the amazing said, Buck, what are you doing in here? This is not your way. Later, the Red Hawks Yellow Jackets were in the state country basketball championship, and my parents, it was in Bismarck, in the Civic Center, we lived there by then, and my dad went and my mom to the championship that the Yellow Jackets were involved in, and at one of the intermissions, my dad decided that he was going to go and get a cup of coffee, so he starts to walk up the bleachers toward the concession stand. Here's this woman frantically waving, trying to get his attention. Wow.
But he didn't recognize who it was, but it turns out it was this other mother. And she said to him, "Yeah, what's the matter? Don't you recognize me from this angle?"
By the way, that brought the house down there. That was in Mohall for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's Cook Fest that they do. And Wayne told that story this summer in July. I was recording it, obviously not the best audio, but I went back and found that last night because I love that story. I think we made him tell a portion of it the next time he was on the air. But that was Wayne Stenshem. I mean, he just was a jovial guy, fun guy. And it was so fun to see him that day in Mohall back at the place of his birth because he really, you could really tell he was just enjoying himself and some great pictures. But what a great story that is from his birth in 1953.
Yeah, really good.
Ends up in the wrong delivery room, for crying out loud. When we come back, we're going to begin a series of conversations talking about Wayne Stenger, who passed away Friday at the age of 68, unexpectedly, suddenly. It is certainly rocked the political world of North Dakota. Longest serving attorney general in the history of North Dakota, dead at 68. We'll talk more about it when we come back. And
hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eddie Rabbit? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. All right, was it okay? Good. These two are the music aficionados, you know, right. They try to stump me every once in a while, and they usually do.
Dedicate that to the Canadian convoy heading to Ottawa.
Oh, is that amazing, yeah. Right?
Did you guys see the CBC story that I'd posted about that? The truckers are protesting the conditions of the roads.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing the convoy? Okay.
Good one. Yeah, good
keep going
one.
With that.
Yeah. Good luck.
I think it's the road to socialism, and you shall, you must, you will. You know, my
exactly.
God. Unbelievable.
Unlike I don't know for a fact that it's a legitimate versus somebody spoofing a CBC thing, but it looked real enough.
Sounds like The Onion, for crying out loud. On my Facebook page, I have a couple of live feeds. They're no longer live, obviously, but of the weekend, Pembina and the Canadian border there.
Yeah.
People interviewed. And then, what the heck else was it? Oh, in Ottawa. The trucks in Ottawa, it will just, it's staggering.
Yeah, so they're shutting down everything. Yeah.
So we're actually trying to track down this week one of the individuals involved in this and just talk about what's going to happen after. Brought to you today by our friends at Petroserve USA. How about this today? Scallop potatoes and ham, Valley City, exit 290.
Yes.
Okay, you're in on that?
Yes, to all of the above.
That's Valley City,
I know where you're going.
292. Country fried steak or cheeseburger hot dish?
Yes.
Cheeseburger hot dish?
Yes.
You ever had a bad cheeseburger hot dish?
That is comfort food.
West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs at MP Avenue today.
Yes.
Salisbury steak in both Glendon and Ulan. Petroserve USA, don't forget Monday, any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents. That's right. I was at a Valley Dairy store this weekend. Can't pass one without getting the caramel rolls, and you'll see those. That's the Northern Valley Petroserve USA, obviously. Oh. North Dakota, Minnesota. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Should tell them Scott sent you.
I have not tried the Salisbury steak. I'm going to have that today.
All right, give it a shot.
Got it in Glendon.
Give us the full report tomorrow.
I will.
All right, we continue with more of our tribute show to North Dakota's longest-serving attorney general. Before that, a legislator. From Grand Forks. Ray Holmberg is here, a longtime fellow Grand Forks legislator of Wayne's and friend as well from District 17, of course, the chair of the esteemed Appropriations Committee in the North Dakota Senate. Senator Holmberg, thanks for taking some time to talk about your friend Wayne today.
You're very welcome. It is, well, I'm still processing the tragedy.
I think we all are. I think we all are. And it's just, hard to put into words and just, you know, so dang sad, ready to step off that stage and be retired at the end of the year. And now this so hard for his wife, Beth, and son, Andrew. It's just it's just impossible to put it all into words. What's your favorite memory of your time with Wayne? I'm sure there are many, but do you have a favorite?
Well, it was when we were together our first campaign back in 1976, which was a long time ago, him running for the House and me for the Senate. Those first few election cycles were very interesting. And then in 1980, he decided to run for the Senate, and he won that easily and was there 20 years. As far as his work ethic was unbelievable, the ability to work in many different areas, but he had some favorites, particularly early on, and I remember them so well because I worked with him on them, and that had to do with open meetings and open records. The state did not have a great record, I'll use that term, as far as public access to information, and Wayne was an absolute leader in passing legislation early on and continuing while he was Attorney General, being just an advocate for and closely watching government agencies and if they are being fair to the public in their hiding or not hiding of public records. And as you know, because you have watched, many times a public agency, whether it's a school board or a state agency, was called to task because they were not following the law. And that, I think, is one of the great hallmarks of his record, was opening up government so much more than it was before.
Yeah, and even when it came at the great embarrassment or harm to people he knew or, you know, It didn't matter. He was about the people and that public access. Very good point.
Right.
That was
and the public the... access is so important if you want the public to be supportive of what government is doing. You have got to make sure that they know what government is doing and not being hidden. And some of it, as you say, is uncomfortable, but that's just the nature of government. You've got to be open.
How about from a human side? What did you most remember about Wayne and all those campaigns and time together?
He loved campaigning, which is not everybody who is a candidate does. He actually liked the parades and those god-awful Smarties that he gave out. And I always told him that the reason he gave out Smarties and had a big jar of them on the table in the Attorney General's office is no one likes them, so he doesn't have to worry about people eating his candy as though they were M&Ms or something that actually is good. But he really liked the Smarties and bought tons of them during the parades, and he loved the parade. And yes, that was kind of interesting because I know a lot of politicians, myself included, who don't really like parades, but we go them and do them, but he did, and he liked the ability to be out there and shake hands and wave at the people.
I have a campaign story, Ray, that you might have been party to, but my mother-in-law, Agnes Hammerlich, passed away on Thanksgiving, and Wayne had written a note. My daughter actually pulled this out last night and sent it to us, that he had written on the obituary comments at the funeral home, up at Grand Forks. And it said, Dear Mike and Maria, my brother-in-law, Mike Hammerlich, who you also served with, I'm so sorry to read of the passing of your mom. Agnes was a longtime loyal supporter of mine from the very beginning. I still chuckle as I fondly remember the year I asked to put my campaign sign in your lawn on Columbia Court. Your dad, being a dedicated UND employee, worried that due to his position at the U, it might be not be appropriate. But Agnes said, well, I'm putting a sign up on my half of the yard. He loved that story. He loved that
story. And it's so typical of her, too. I mean, she was a great lady. An awesome teacher, by the way.
Yeah, she was. She was. And so her and my father-in-law, Jerry Hammerlich, Agnes and Jerry, they loved Wayne. They absolutely adored Wayne and appreciated that good public service. And I appreciate you taking a little time today to spend a little time talking about them. I think it makes it everything a little bit easier just to hear some of these stories as tough as it is today. So thank you, Senator.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Senator Ray Holmberg, chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, District 17 State Senator. Of course, Wayne was a longtime Grand Forks legislator before his time as Attorney General. Carl Rove will join us when he comes back. Carl knew Wayne very well. They were on the national stage together as college Republicans many years ago. We'll talk with Carl coming up. Senator Nicole Pullman, Governor Burgum, Congressman Armstrong, Senator Kramer as well, and your memories. Call us, 258-055.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they?
They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a six-car crash with nine people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless senseless act.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On your mind, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. I've made the switch seamless, absolutely so easy. I can't even believe it. There are deals for you at patriotmobile.com/flag family. Now more than ever, very important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Veteran and first responder heroes on the front of that list. Religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Continuing our tribute to Wayne Stengem today, I have an idea that would really honor the life of Wayne Stengem. You heard Senator Holmberg say a moment ago how much he loved campaigning, how much he loved the parades and being with people and being out. You think about the time it was invested by Wayne in the political process, in being involved. And if you have not yet entered the political fray, not actually said, okay, who's my district chair? Who is the slate of candidates here? Who's running for treasurer? Who's part of the district? Both in Minnesota and North Dakota this week. I mean, I think District 39 is tonight, if I'm not mistaken. And the weather out west is just awful. The wind blowing like crazy tonight. It's going to be unbelievable. But tonight, District 39, and that's a big race, by the way. Jacob Oderman out there running against I forget who. But I know that's a big one. And there are others as well. Chris, give me a whole list of them, would you? I know tomorrow, big caucus in Minnesota as well. But these district meetings are important. Young people need to get involved. I think Mandan is today, too. Just give me the whole list, if you would, and we'll talk about who's running and what district they are. But find out. Go to ndgop.org or in Minnesota if you're there. South Dakota, same thing. It's very important. That'd be a great way to honor Wayne's legacy. Just get involved. Find a way. Just be there. Stop with the excuses. Our next guest, longtime friend of Wayne Stengem's, and one of my favorite memories of Wayne's was being attached at the hip to Karl Rove the weekend that he was inducted into the Norse Huskfest Hall of Fame, the famous Scandinavian Hall of Fame that is put on every year in Minot, North Dakota. And the two of them were just like, back to their teen years, for crying out loud, having a grand time, taking in all that great Norwegian food and having a wonderful time up in Minot for the Huskfest. Carl, thanks for taking some time to talk about Wayne Stengem, your friend today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. What a sad, sad day. Of course, Wayne, of course, being the convivial host that he was, kept reminding me that he would say, like, now, I think I got into this like 5 years ago, or maybe it was six. I don't know. But I've been here for a while, and I'm glad to welcome you as a new member. And rubbing my nose in it every way. I met the lad when he was 20 years old, and I was 22. And I was running for national Republican chairman, college Republican chairman, and our convention was at Lake of the Ozarks. And Upshow's representing North Dakota, Upshow, Wayne Stengem, Dale Sandstrom, who later went on to a storied career on your Supreme Court, and I think it was Seaver Venge was the third from North Dakota that came down. And if I may be wrong in this, somebody flew down. They flew down in like a Piper Cub or something, and one of the three of them, it may have been Dale or it may have been Seaver. It may have been Wayne or Seaver. I know it wasn't Dale. Flew down in this little airplane to Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, in order to support me for national chairman. And we talked over the phone, but we'd never met until that moment, and we remained friends ever since. And he was one remarkable human being.
That's amazing. And he never forgot that. He mentioned often, you know, the friendship and the connections over the years. And, of course, reconnecting however many years later when you're both in the North Fest Hall of Fame. And Wayne loved his Scandinavian heritage. He loved the left's of making the whole works, right?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the hardy pioneers from Norway and was one of the many things we had in common. You know, he had an amazing sense of humor. He could make you laugh just simply saying good morning. But, you know, one of the things that I was always amazed at is he had this incredible mind. He was one of the smartest people I ever met because he could take a complex idea and condense it down into, you know, a very simple thing. He had a great common sense intelligence about him, but he was really smart. And it was one of the great things to be around him because it is what made him such an outstanding legislator and made him the, you know, think about it. North Dakota has been a state for just over 130 years. And for, you know, one out of every five of those years, their attorney general was Wayne. And I know he was respected by so many. I had a call the other day from a federal appellate judge who himself had been the attorney general of his home state, and he called to he'd heard the news and he wanted to talk about his friend and how respected he was by his fellow attorneys general around the country, how beloved he was because of the great sense of humor and the enormous capacity he had for friendship. But you know, it's we all come to an end, and Wayne's is premature, and we'll miss him and miss him a lot.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you think about, go back to your time as a 22-year-old, you know, running for head of the College Republicans. He's 20, and that team, and what we've seen in politics since then.
Yeah.
the transformation, and I would argue much of it not for the better, right? I mean, The Tip O'Neill, Ronald Reagan, like, hey, I'm for this and you're for that, but we're going to figure out how to do this. You know, Ronald Reagan, my favorite line, my 80% friend is not my 20% enemy, right?
Yeah.
And the guy who also said America's only one generation away from extinction. And I think from your time there and Reagan uttering those words to now, we're getting closer to the later warning, aren't we?
Well, I don't know. I'm an optimistic guy. So I think these things ebb and flow, and we've been in worse shape before. I mean, part of it was when Wayne and I were beginning to be politically active in our teens and early 20s, you know, the country was coming apart over the war in Vietnam and race. And, you know, I remember being a, you know, preteen or, you know, when Martin Luther King is assassinated and the next day 146 or 147 American cities go up in flames. And, you know, the Gilded Age, which I wrote about in my McKinley book, it's worse than today. But, you know, here's the deal. The system works if good people step forward to serve their community, their state, and our country. And Wayne was a good person. You know, within a decade of the time that he and I met, he was in the legislature in his 20s and a respected member, first of the House and then of the Senate and then of Attorney General. And, you know, deeply involved in the in all of the responsibilities of those offices and doing them with, you know, excellence and care and attention and love for his state. I mean, talk about a guy who was a proud North Dakotan. That was Wayne. And, you know, it shone through in everything that he did. He was a really remarkable friend. And he had this great, I mean, he was a big guy. So, you know, he'd literally put his arm around you and give you a big, you know, a hug. And it was like, you know, you could just tell there was a terrific spirit inside there, and it shone in all that he did.
By the way, I've noticed a little bit of a, I don't know, a Hillary Clinton-like dialect there when you say North Dakotan. You want to be one of us, don't you?
No, well, no, actually, it's because every time he'd call me, I'd say, well, how's everything in North Dakota doing, don't you know? And he would tell Ole and Lena jokes, which are a peculiar form of Norwegian humor that's hard for anybody else to get and, you know, and really laugh at. But I found it hilarious, and we would exchange Ole and Lena jokes. I have a brother named Olaf, so I can tell true Ole jokes.
And, you know, Carl, you do remind us, and I've forgotten about your McKinley book, which was unbelievable history. But, we tend to think history is, you know, our time on this earth or what we're looking at right now. But under that flag, we have seen a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is ugly. But it's a battle for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as long as good men rise up, you know, and just take advantage. And you're right. Wayne Stens was a great example of that. In his 20s, caring about who the national chair of the College Republicans were. And
that wasn't a big deal, but running for and winning a seat in the legislature in your 20s says something about your ability. And he thought of public service as exactly that, a service. He was a man who served the people of his state and wanted to make life better for the people that he was blessed to call his neighbors and friends and fellow North Dakotans. And you know, it just, I must admit, I've been sort of a maudlin weekend because I remember, for example, when we had this great event to organize, I called him up. I said, there's the governor of Texas is running for president, and I want you to be for him. He said, I'm for Bush. He said, I'm for George W. And so he pulled together, he said, and I said, well, how about you serving as chairman? He says, I'm not the right guy, but I'll pull it together. I flew in there. He got everybody that needed to be in one room, and we all talked it through, and he kept cracking me up with all of his jokes, but he was right. He was this smart. He was so smart politically, but he had all the right people in the room. And this guy ought to be the chairman, and this guy ought to be a co-chairman, and this gal ought to be a co-chairman, and this person ought to, you know, ought to rely on to be your finance chairman, and so forth. And Wayne had it all orchestrated. It was like the magician, you know, pulling together the act, and with humor and grace, and a big, huge heart.
I think it was Ed Schaefer that ended up chairing that. I remember Governor Bush coming in 99. Remember it very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember a very boisterous Ed Schultz shouting questions at him, and W said, hey, I'm right across from you. You don't have to yell at me here, buddy. It was hilarious. 30 seconds left. Tell me what's going to happen in these midterms. You're tracking a lot right now, a lot of races. So where are we going?
Well, Republicans will take the House, and it's not going to be huge. The number of victories we got, I think we're going to be in the high 20s, maybe the low 30s. It's not going to be 1994, and it's not going to be 2010, but that's because we're starting from such a high number, 213. We did the amazing thing in 2020. We lost the White House, but we picked up, normally the guy who wins the White House brings a bunch of people in on his coattails, but we picked up 12 seats in the November election and one additional seat earlier that year in a special election out of California. So we'll take the House. I think we'll take Senate maybe by one or two, 51-49, 52-48, but it's going to be a hard-fought election.
Wall Street Journal columns, don't miss it every week, and, of course, the great analysis on Fox News Channel about all of this, including the free fall of Biden. It is a sight to behold. Carl Rove, thank you for the time talking about our friend Wayne Stengem. God bless you, fella.
Thank you, buddy. God bless Wayne.
now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. We're at Kind of Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Deals a go-go. Last day today for that sleepwear sale, which means 50% off everything. They're calling it a bedding sale. I call it a sleepwear sale. Anything that helps you sleep better. 50% off sleepwear sheets, 2-inch mattress topper, blankets, quilts, comforters. The body pillow and case are on sale for $39.99. Normally, that'd be like $120. And it's less than $40. Kevin Flynn endorsed.
Oh, love it. Yeah.
And here's the deal. If you say, yeah, Kevin, yeah, Scott, yeah, Todd, you guys are, you know, it can't possibly this product.
I'll tell you this. My wife has an old body pillow, not of my pillow brand, and I have the MyPillow one. She's constantly
stealing yours.
Trying to Switch it out.
Yeah, see that happens.
Stop that! That is mine!
It's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have really nothing to lose on any of these products. He literally could sleep on the body pillow and say, Kevin and Kelly, they're crazy. This is not a good Well, fine, send it back. You got 60 days to send it back, complete money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Goes flat or anything goes wrong, you can't go wrong. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. More of our tribute to Wayne Stengen, longest-serving attorney general, a great public servant in North Dakota. Next, Senator Nicole Pullman joins us. She was the running mate for Wayne's gubernatorial campaign. Senator Pullman, thanks for taking some time today. I know that you and your husband, Jim, very close with the Stengens. I'm sure it's a tough weekend. Just tell us what this has been like.
It has been a tough weekend. Thanks for having me. It's been just a shock, just like to everyone else. It's just a shock and difficult to start talking about your friend who had so much charisma and vitality and was just full of life. It's tough to start talking about him in the present tense. We're just shocked and devastated by the loss to our family and so many of his friends and family across the state and to the state of North Dakota. It's just a tremendous loss.
I guess it'd be about 6 years ago, if my math is correct, that you and Wayne were running as governor, lieutenant governor, a candidate. Obviously spent a lot of time with, you know, your running right. mate in a race like that. Tell me what that was like.
Well, of course, Wayne Stengen was always full of joy and always interested in people. And so I have so many memories of just how much he enjoyed the things that many politicians don't like to do. He loved that retail politics. He loved to be with people, to meet people, to remember people and where connection had come from in the past. He just has always had just a joyful sense of purpose in both the policy side of things as well as the political. He just loves the people of North Dakota. And frequently when we would be out on the campaign trail, people would come up to him and say, thank you so much for what you have done. You know, a lot of people are talking about certainly his important role in open records laws and fighting back with the federal government. But many people, I think, forget how much of an advocate he was for women and victims of domestic violence, victims of human trafficking. And on the campaign trail, we just constantly saw people walking up to him, and he just acted as if it was completely natural. And so it was something I could tell happened all the time.
That is such a great story. I think, too, about the battle against meth. You know, we hear now a lot about fentanyl and some of the other drugs out there, but there was a time when there were meth labs, you know, all around us, and the lives saved
everywhere
from the aggressive nature there was pretty amazing. He just didn't rest on these law and order items ever, did he?
No, he really didn't. And, I mean, really, and again, just to show you how qualified he was and how good he was at his job, he found both practical ways in terms of public policy. And if you'll remember, they were locking up anhydrous ammonia from farmers, for farmers. And so he stepped in and said, this is a way that we can help farmers not lose their anhydrous ammonia and make sure that others aren't taking it from them. And so just both the policy side in terms of stiffening penalties for those who are selling meth and on the practical side, trying to take away the supply of those ingredients made a tremendous difference. And then, of course, as you saw the opioid epidemic take over, he was one of the first people to have a prescription drug take-back program where we could get the source out of people's homes so that people wouldn't have access to those things when they shouldn't. He just really wanted North Dakotans to be safe. Everything from a registry for sexual offenders to keeping kids safe online. The list is endless, Scott.
Great legacy. Great legacy. Only about 30 seconds left.
Legacy.
curious how, as close as you were to him, how tough it was for him not to run for re-election and to finally get off the stage and be retired and travel with Beth. How hard a decision was that for him, Senator?
I think it was very difficult. Wayne Stengem loved his job. He loved keeping the people of North Dakota safe. And he was someone who was in his office every day of the week. I mean, you went in on a Saturday morning and you knew that you were going to be able to stop in and have a cup of coffee with Wayne Stengem because he would be working. That's how much he loved his job. So I know it was challenging for him, but I know he was looking forward to spending some time with his beautiful wife, Beth, whom he adored.
He sure did. No question about it. Senator Nicole Pullman, running mate for Wayne Stengem and the gubernatorial campaign. Good friend. Thanks so much for sharing today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for talking about him. Take care.
Governor Burgum, when we come
Action
back.
Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End-of-year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.